when the positive was confirmed late Sunday afternoon, then we went on to inform the community on a community radio station. So I think the initial reaction is like everybody's reaction, shock, despair, anxiety, because we have been for several weeks now kind of preparing people the possibility of COVID-19 positive in our community and the concerns that we've had because of our, social determinant factors of overcrowding and housing. We've been on a boil water advisory for 19 years and then just other factors there, the health of the people. So that was the initial reaction. And, of course, for me, I was on the phone until really late in the evening, getting in touch with government officials on that. So, what help we could expect, from both levels of government now that we are in a different situation. We're no longer talking about readiness. We actually have a virus in a remote community, with overcrowding conditions. We've got 6 bus in our houses in the community. And and that's probably my greatest disappointment as you and I are just talking right now. A full day went by yesterday, despite Ontario's assurances late Sunday evening that we would have on-the-ground action for increased testing of individuals in the community, starting with the people that the individual had contacted with and families and so on, and including getting adequate PPE supplies and more medical personnel because of the raised anxiety levels and so on. And, I can tell you absolutely nothing happened with the Ontario government. I did follow up yesterday, early afternoon, and all that. All I got is working on it, 3 words. And then with the feds, I did have a call with the federal minister early in the morning, and follow-up calls with the senior staff in the government, and so in between, I'm having other calls with my counsel and so on, and that call with the feds, I was not impressed. I was being minimized, discounted on our ideas because we talked about deploying a Canadian Forces Army field hospital because the government of Ontario has already decided on how many, and some of them they've already reneged on the areas that they were initially looking at. So, and this was before we decided this before we had the COVID positive, because we know our community, we know what our facilities are. All we have is nurses station. The key word there is nurses. We don't have facilities like some medical centers have in road access or urban communities. We don't have that. We have visiting doctors that come in on fly in Monday and they go out Friday or in between that time. So So that's the situation. So, and for instance, on the feds, let me just elaborate a little bit more about that. The first call with the minister was General, I'll pass on your information to appropriate channels. And so I thought, well, I might get more action with the bureaucrats and so on. And so I do a follow up call around noon with the senior staff at the minister's office, and hear that conversation. I repeated practically everything I talked to the minister about, and a briefing what our concerns are from the community, which is really the same because we knew the issues that we've been asking for assistance on. And one of the things that ended up happening in that conversation is I was talking about getting adequate personal protection equipment and supplies. And we know through the media that, you know, there is a big demand for those and everywhere. We're aware of that. And but anyways, then the senior official challenged me to confirm what our PP inventory is in the community. So I said, well, I don't know what's at the nursing station, but in the community, any equipment that, any supplies that we have had, we've distributed those to throughout the community. And this individual went on to say, you have this number of masks, you know, oxygen tanks, N95 masks, gowns, gloves, and so on. And 34 swabs. 34 swabs for the testing. Now, the protocol there right now is unless you have symptoms, you can be tested. Our situation in Abmatung is that we know the individuals that have been contacted with this individual. There was two people on that plane that got off our community. There was others that went into two other communities in the north, two adults plus an infant. That's been worked on. But in our case, we have identified, and it's quite a number. I mean, the number is large. Just looking at those two individuals, just taking a look at their families, those 34 swabs will not cut it, and they're not doing the testing. And they're so proud of the last test that was done, turned around in 5 days to get the first COVID-19 positive. So I have been involved in a lot of calls the last 3 weeks. You know, with our, we're part of the Sulacaut Zone, Health Canada, and many, many calls. And I've asked a lot of questions about the critical shortage of nurses, supplies, and the big one for me, what is the plan? What is the plan that when there's COVID-19 penetration happens in our communities? Because our communities, like I mentioned, we got overcrowding housing. We got other factors. We're on boil water advisory almost 19 years now. And in fact, it's 6,823 days today. And so we got factors like that. We got health conditions. And what is the plan? And my conclusion after what happened yesterday with no action from both Canada and Ontario, they do not have a plan. They never had a plan, a response to the community. They don't. Because if they had a plan, that would have been immobilized immediately, either late Sunday evening or early Monday morning, and that did not happen. In fact, no calls came in. So that's the response we're getting from the federal and provincial governments. I know it's a big issue in this province and this country and so on, but that's what we, I said in our press release there of March 13, because I am aware of the jurisdictional issues. I've been involved with many things in the last 40, 50 years. And I called for Canada and Ontario to have a coordinated and a comprehensive response plan for the pandemic in the event we have a penetration of COVID-19 into our communities. Not one of those governments even responded to that call. I had maybe two media calls. Now, here we are several weeks later, and again, I know for sure that there is no plan. Because if there was a plan, there would have been people and materials and so on deployed into my community. They would have descended there first thing yesterday morning, and that did not happen.